Are you ready? Ready to release internal pain? To find confidence, clarity, and direction for your future? To live a life of meaning, fulfillment, and contribution? To trust your intuition again, but something's been holding you back? You've come to the right place. Welcome. I'm Ian Hawkins, the host and founder of the Grief Code podcast. Together, let's heal your unresolved or unknown grief by unlocking your grief code. As you tune in to each episode, you will receive insight into your own grief, how to eliminate it, and what to do next. Before we start, I have one request. If any new insights or awareness land with you during this episode, please send me an email at info@ianhawkinscoaching.com and let me know what you found. I know the power of this work and I love to hear the impact these conversations have. Okay, let's get into it. So recently, I've seen an increase in people posting about the need for more education. There should be a separate class for mental health and teaching children about all these different sort of elements of mental health in classrooms, which I'm curious about that notion. To me, I've got teenage kids. They've never been more educated than they are now about mental health and all of the options available to them. And yet, just ask my daughter, like she says, Dad, everyone has a mental health problem. Like it's just about dealing with it. So they know so much that they've all associated with a particular label, I guess. So they weren't really well educated. But when I read that statement, like I said, I've seen a recent increase in posts about it. I was like, well, hang on. Like, is this just another example of us trying to outsource our own stuff? Because to me, we can teach children all that we want, but if we still stay stuck as parents, as role models, even if you're not a parent, if we still stay stuck in our own stuff and projecting that out, then they will end up modeling that. They learn so much more from what we do than what we say. So it's who we need to be, who we are, that's going to have the greatest impact. So instead of focusing on all of these things for children, like the question is always for yourself. So if you're seeing a frustration around your own children or other people's children, and they've got different conditions that are causing them anxiety or depression or some other health challenge, then my question to you is, well, what are you doing for that? What classes are you doing? Because there are many classes out there for adults to deal with their challenges. There are many people out there who help in this space. You've only got to Google search anything and you can find the answer. It's just whether you're prepared to take that action. Children, yes, they need nurturing. More than that, they need modeling. They need people in their life who are going to show them the way by who they are. When we change who we are, everything around us changes, becomes more positive. I've walked this path myself. I've had many times over the years where as a really angry and frustrated parent, bringing that home and then bringing more of that through my children, then reacting the same way. Interesting, right? Also creating more problems for them by how I was dealing with different things. And I'm by no means perfect. I get plenty of things wrong. I'm still making heaps of parenting mistakes, no doubt. But the better I become at dealing with me, regulating my mental state, my emotional state, my spiritual connection, and even if you're not deeply spiritual, I love how Brené Brown described it, spiritual is our connection to self and to our community. And there's no end of depth to that. So whichever way you decide to take that spiritual journey or connection to self, there's no doubt that there is a need there to evolve in that area as well. And also we can bring our physical well-being into that, like, because that has such a massive impact on our mental health. That has such an impact on our children's mental health. So how are you fueling yourself? Are you regularly exercising? You're eating well? You're doing all these different things that you know are going to have a positive impact on your mental health. And if you find yourself stuck in different patterns, what are you doing to break those patterns? Are you speaking to someone? Are you learning all you can to be able to break these patterns yourself, to go through a self-healing process? So there are so many different options out there to be the model that the next generation need, that they want. They don't want a best friend from their parents. They don't want a best friend from adults. They are crying out for boundaries. Boundaries. Yeah, who would have thought, right? And they may react negatively, but not only do they need boundaries, they want them. They don't want to be left to their own devices and just be have everything outsourced to school to learn all these things. They want to learn from us. They want to see that we're human, that we will show our frailties, that all the things that we don't get 100% right, and to be able to share all that we've learned, to come from a human perspective of not perfect and to be able to help them go through whatever they're going through. It was a quote. I can't remember exactly who it was. I won't misquote the wrong person, but it was along the lines of, I'm not going to try and make sure my children don't get exposed to challenges. I want them to have as many challenges as they possibly can, and I will, so that I can help guide them through, because that's how they will learn. And I love that. We're not going to be able to protect our children. And in fact, the very thought of trying to protect them from all that we think they might need to go through is not actually doing them any favors. Now, sure, there are some elements at children at a certain age where we will need to be adults and be protective, right? I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about protecting them from those things that they will need to go out and experience as a being in a human experience, like going out there and taking risks and getting injured, going out there and exploring the world like we're going through with our 17-year-old who wants to go out there and experience life. We're having to let go and create boundaries. There are definitely boundaries, but also being open to, like, we can't control this and letting your children go out there and doing whatever they need to do to learn, and then guiding them through that, giving them guidance before, guidance afterwards, and letting them make mistakes. That's how we're going to change things for the children's mental health and for their well-being emotionally, physically, mentally, spiritually, is by doing the work ourselves. And I know I keep banging on about this, but it really does come back to personal responsibility. If every single person in this world took full responsibility for what they had going on, we would remove all of the pain, all of the suffering in an instant. Because a person who is taking full responsibility can then bring so many other things to the table. And for some of you, even just this thought of, like, yeah, I get my power back. I felt it, right? I felt the relief of just a realization that I can do this. And so if you've been listening to me long enough, or even if this is the first time you've listened to me, I get a deep sense of what's going on in different situations, even if we're on the other end of a podcast, for example, or a video, or if you're listening to this at a later time on one of many other platforms. And we all have these different gifts, right? So, yes, I did feel that relief. I am talking to you, whoever that message was meant for. But, taking back your power and being the model of the sort of person you want to be, knowing that you'll make mistakes too, but there are also plenty of opportunities out there for you to learn and to grow and to continue to be better in whichever area that you want to be and also know you need to be better. So let's not get caught in being over nurturing to the point of trying to control, but let's actually come back to being a model, to being a role model for the sort of people that we want to see in this world. Because if we all do that, it'll be a so much happier place. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Grief Code podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Please share it with a friend or family member that you know would benefit from hearing it too. If you are truly ready to heal your unresolved or unknown grief, let's chat. Email me at info@ianhawkinscoaching.com. You can also stay connected with me by joining the Grief Code community at ianhawkinscoaching.com/thegriefcode. And remember, so that I can help even more people to heal, please subscribe and leave a review on your favorite podcast platform.